Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And welcome to this very special new episode that I actually almost forgot to record, but it's happening. I'm sitting at my desk, all set up and ready to go. I actually had this topic in mind last week. So for the first time in a very long time, I actually have something planned, which is crazy. But it's also equally as good, so let's get into it. I want to talk about FOMO, the fear of missing out. And I've called this episode FOMO Love Edition for a particular reason, because I want to talk about the fear of missing out on love, or the fear of missing out on certain experiences. Those are two separate topics that I want to dive into. And I'm going to start with the second one. So the fear of missing out on certain experiences in the context of love, to me, means jumping into hookup culture and being part of that, because you think that there's some kind of value in it, and the value is to be found in the adventure and pleasure and to be upfront, the sex in it. And I think while there are, I don't want to say benefits to it, but yes, of course there are benefits. There are benefits to everything. So the benefit of hookup culture is basically that you don't have to settle down and you don't have to think about feelings all too much. Even though I would say that's not a benefit, but in people's eyes it is. And I think that a lot of people, including myself, get kind of sucked into this loop of being okay with certain things they are actually not okay with, because they think that everyone does it. And I've kind of, I don't want to say fallen victim to it, because I'm not a victim. I just wasn't careful enough, and I got, you know, sucked into some certain situationships that I didn't want to be in, but I was. And the funny thing is, when I was walking through the city, I think it was sometime last month, a random guy approached me and started talking to me, and he gave me so many compliments, and he complimented my looks and my style and everything. And of course I felt very flattered, but he wasn't my type, so it didn't really lead to anything. But nonetheless, he said, "You're too good for a situationship." And the truth is, we all are, because situationship is really nothing. It's just there, and it's hard to define it. And there are two people involved who kind of don't want to settle down, or don't want to tie the knot, or they avoid making a choice. And me being part of it, even though I would like a relationship, didn't really lead to getting me closer to it. So the first part of FOMO, love addition, the fear of missing out on certain experiences, is just an illusion, because you don't miss out on anything, to be honest. If you're a part of hookup culture, you don't miss out on anything except for the time and the heart energy that can't be returned to you, because you spend it with people who don't appreciate it. So I would say there's really little to no value in those experiences. And I may be alone with this approach or standpoint, but I don't really care, because that's my experience and what I feel and what I think. And I am completely fine with you disagreeing with me. Now, the second part of FOMO Love Edition is actually the fear of missing out on love itself. I've experienced it a couple of times that I was into someone and thought it was going well until they kind of either ghosted me, or didn't really reach out anymore, or told me that they weren't into a relationship. And what I noticed is that there was always a certain level of fear involved on my part, because I felt like I was missing out on love, in the sense that someone who was supposed to be with me just wasn't, and it was somehow my fault. That's what I felt. And I just realized how wrong it is, because someone who's really meant for you, someone you totally click with, is going to meet you where you're at. And that person is going to be willing to grow with you and to invest in your relationship. And that person is going to be ready to form a relationship in the first place. So really, all those guys, however great they may seem, who didn't want to be with me, were not my guys. Even though in the moment it was really hard for me to accept. Because of course there's sympathy involved, and of course you like them, and there is a level of trust established that was kind of not reciprocated, and that always feels bad. But as I said, I don't think I missed out on love, and neither did you, because if you've met someone and that person didn't want what you wanted, then by definition, that person can't be your person. And I catch myself, you know, sometimes there is hope involved that they will change. Not that I will change them, because I'm definitely convinced that that's not really possible, but that they will change and they will come to the realization that they've made a mistake. But you can't wait around for someone to realize that, even if it happened, like, in 5 or 10 years, are you going to be willing to sacrifice that much time for a maybe? No, at least you shouldn't be. So I think the fear of missing out on anything is just not necessary, because you can't miss out on anything. Whatever is meant for you will find you, and it will come to you. And sometimes that happens on a small scale, and sometimes that happens on a larger scale in our lives. And I just think that whenever there is unfinished business, it will come back to be resolved. That's my experience. For example, when I studied psychology, I had to take a statistics class, or even two. And before that, I had actually decided to not continue studying the very first course I started studying after finishing high school. And the reason was that I didn't want to go to statistics class, so I chose another subject altogether. And little did I know that it would come back to me to be something that I face again. And that time around, I was ready, or I was readier. So I was able to do it, and I'm really proud of that. But what I want to say with that little example is just that if there's something to be done, to be said, to be experienced, also with someone else, that person will come back and those things will happen. And maybe they're gonna disappear again, because then it's really over. But there's really no reason to feel like you're missing out on something, because you're not. And I firmly believe that whatever is meant for you will find you at the right time. It's just important for us to open our hearts and to be open and hopeful without being resentful or closed off, because you should meet every single person you encounter with the same kind of positive energy and trust that they're going to treat you right. Because if you become resentful or closed off, it's not going to benefit you, and you're gonna feel like there's something off in your life, and that's definitely something to avoid. So stay open, stay hopeful, stay positive and optimistic, and remember that there's no reason to fear anything, because the right thing will happen at the right time. Trust in that, and you'll be definitely able to live a happy life. And that was it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening, and subscribe if you haven't already. And I will catch you on Sunday or Monday. We'll see. Stay tuned until then. Bye.